I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Drawing the drawdown, that's a clever phrase for a really remarkable piece of journalism. Richard Johnson is the one who's doing the drawing. He's a senior graphics editor for The Washington Post. And the drawdown we're talking about is that of U.S. troops and other coalition partners from Afghanistan. Richard Johnson went there to see the drawdown for himself, and he's created an amazing series of sketches documenting what he saw in Afghanistan.
My first night there, I said, stick me in the transient tents, which are the tents which are filled with your low-level grunts just rotating through the battle space, either getting the hell out or going where they're supposed to be going. And, you know, as soon as I enter that room, I start drawing. And either I start drawing or I start talking. And I talk to the people who are next to me, because for me, it's all about these accidental interactions. If I can help it, it's never staged. It's always completely natural. Either I start drawing and they ask me what the hell I'm doing, or I talk to them and ask them if I can draw them, or at times I'll just draw them anyway, and then once they're drawn, I'll offer them up the sketch, depending on what they're doing.
Richard, it sounds like a lot of what you do is just kind of hanging around and meeting people and getting into conversations with them.
Yeah, I had a broad mandate, but it had two specific key areas that I've just mentioned that I had to cover, which is the challenge of the drawdown itself and the mechanics of it and the people involved. The stories of soldiers, you know, still at risk, or the stories of soldiers desperately waiting to go home. There's no shortage of those out there.
Yeah.
And after that, you're right. It's just a matter of me moving through the battle space and making those connections. And it's very much a personal journey in that, you know, it's a personal journey for me that I'm taking people along on, but it's also a personality journey where I have to continually exert myself in that I have to get to know people again and again and again and gain trust and gain their respect and then, you know, get some insight into them personally.
Do you think you, as a sketcher, need more respect from, especially soldiers, the soldiers that you're kind of drawing, than, say, a photographer who just snaps a picture?
I don't feel I need any respect whatsoever. I'm not sure. I don't think I deserve any respect either, because generally I'm a complete rookie in these situations and a liability. And I don't feel that I, you know, do anything better or worse than a photographer does.
I think. Why do you think you're a liability?
I'm a desk jockey. I mean, there is no doubt that when I'm out there, as well-intentioned as I may be, when we're on patrol, my life is in the hands of those guys. And to a degree, you can certainly understand why it takes me a while to gain their trust, because I'm a risk to them. So initially, I go through a kind of a period of where they're just very suspicious of me, especially when I get down to the point where these are the kids, the 19, 20-year-olds, who are risking their lives, who've been trained to work as a unit, and suddenly I'm kind of interjected into their midst.
I imagine there are certain scenes that you can't draw because they move so quickly. I mean, are there some things that you realize, well, we're just going to have to leave that alone?
There are times in the past where I've been, say, walking behind a tank with the infantry. This is not a situation where I can pull out a sketch pad and hope to, you know, doodle as I go along. When you're busy watching where you put your feet for something suspicious on patrol, again, not a good idea to pull out a sketch pad at that point. But there are many periods where soldiers spend quite a time standing by, to stand by is the phrase they use, and they spend a lot of time sitting around and waiting, or sit the hell down exhausted waiting for the next order. And so I take advantage of all of those. But I've also, on this last trip, really pushed the limits of where I can draw. So places where I think I would have tucked my sketch pad out of the way, like flying with the doors open on a Black Hawk helicopter, I've kept my sketch pad in my hands and have continued drawing through a lot of those scenarios. And, you know, on armoured vehicles, those kind of situations where you're trapped inside an armoured vehicle, it's rolling along, and that's not a situation where anybody who wants to exert control over a pencil would normally choose to draw in. And yet, at the same time, that reverberation of the armoured vehicle rolling along the road, if you fight through it for the whole sketch, it reverberates right through the whole sketch. So you end up with an image that looks like, well, it looks like somebody's drawn it on a truck rolling along a road, but it has a certain atmosphere to it.
Yeah. So you've done Iraq and Afghanistan. Are there other stories now that you want to give this kind of slow sketch treatment to?
Oh, this is where I hope my managing editor is listening closely to this broadcast. There are any number.
Could determine your next assignment.
In the hopes that it could. I'm very keen to use it in all kinds of situations. I think that it's great for telling stories where you need people to care about people who are far, far away. So your refugee camps in Syria, internally displaced camps inside Iraq now, Ebola in Africa. These are stories I think that it could be used incredibly effectively to make people emotionally connect with what are basically just other human beings. They may not be nearby, but they're just as valid and just as valuable as anything else in your life.
Well, certainly made me care, Richard. Richard Johnson, Senior Graphics Editor for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you. Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk.
You can see some of Richard's sketches at PRI.org.